More Minnesotans get their radio news here than anywhere else. News Radio 830 WCCO and WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Sharon Middleman. Breaking news this morning, a gunman releases a barrage of bullets in a movie theater just outside Denver at the midnight opening of the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. There are unconfirmed reports of 10 people dead. CBS News correspondent Lee Frank in Denver is covering.
Dozens of people have been rushed to hospitals, some with blood splattered on them. The extent of their injuries not yet known. Survivors who fled are telling police about a gunman who opened fire. Police have some information about the shooter and are examining what's thought to be his SUV in the parking lot. Police are not yet officially releasing details about the shooting at Century Movie Theater in the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Again, unconfirmed reports of 10 people shot and killed in a movie theater in a Denver suburb during the midnight opening of the new Batman movie. Dozens more are injured.
CBS News Update, I'm Frank Settapani. Initial reports from the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado, not yet officially confirmed by the police, say 10 people were killed when a lone gunman opened fire in a multiplex that was showing the new Dark Knight movie. CBS News correspondent Lee Frank is live with the latest from Denver.
Police now inside Theater Number 9 tell commanders there are bodies. It's unclear if the gunman is among those dead. There are concerns about possible hidden explosives in a car now being checked out in the parking lot of the Aurora, Colorado Town Center Mall.
Reports say more than 30 wounded survivors were rushed to hospitals. Nicole Williams is a spokeswoman for Swedish Medical Center in Englewood, Colorado.
At this time, we've received three patients who have come to our emergency department. They are all three currently listed in critical condition with gunshot wounds. Right now, because we're just trying to deal with the influx of patients, I don't have genders and ages to give out, but we have been advised that we could be receiving up to 20 more patients.
CBS News Update, I'm Frank Settapani.
Station
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. We have breaking news from the Denver suburbs. Unconfirmed reports say 10 people are dead and many more were wounded in a shooting by a lone gunman in a crowded multiplex. CBS's Lee Frank tells us it happened at around 1 o'clock in the morning during a midnight showing of the new Dark Knight movie.
A gunman, his face covered with a mask and a gas mask, opened fire in the dark theater, setting off a smoke bomb or tear gas while people tried to escape. Dozens of people are wounded, now in hospitals, taken by ambulances and in police cars. One car, believed to be the suspect's, is being examined for possible explosives. Witnesses are telling police what they saw inside the Century 16 movie theater east of Denver in Aurora, Colorado.
Spokeswoman Nicole Williams says Swedish Medical Center in Englewood, Colorado, received three victims in critical condition.
We could be receiving up to 20 more patients from this event. So we are just staffing up the hospital and calling in all of our trauma folks to make sure we're ready for any possible patients that head this way.
There's late word that police now have a suspect in custody.
We're breaking into programming right now because there's a situation that has been erupting overnight during our show, as a matter of fact, and we're becoming aware of some of the details of this, but a shooting has taken place in Denver, Colorado, and it was took place apparently at a movie theater. It was at a movie theater, not apparently. It was definitely at a movie theater, but the reports are that the shooting itself took place at a screening of The Dark Knight Rises in Denver, Colorado. It's a very, very confused scene right now. Police are on the scene, but reports say as many as 10 people were shot and killed during the overnight hour during the overnight hours at this premiere in Aurora, Colorado, in the Denver, Colorado area, by a gunman at the theater that was showing The Dark Knight Rises. They say that as many as 16 to 20 people may have been shot in this melee, and according to police spokeswoman Cassidy Carlson, the scene is, and I quote, very active. They say they have very little information to release at this time. But as again, the reports are that as many as 10 people were killed at a movie theater in a local mall in Aurora, Colorado, during the screening of The Dark Knight Rises. And we're doing everything that we can to stay on top of this story during these overnight hours for you here on Overnight America. Overnight America, John Grayson here with you, coming up on 26 minutes past the hour. And again, terrifying news out of Aurora, Colorado during these overnight hours. A mass shooting is reported in the Denver area, about 10 miles northeast of Denver, Colorado, at the Aurora 16 movie theater. And there have been several emergency crews are on the scene there as a result of this shooting. As many as 10 reported dead, as many as 50 reported injured. And we have online with us in Colorado, Lee Frank from CBS News. Lee, thanks for joining us. Tell us what you know.
Right now we know that it was a gunman who apparently was dressed in black, had on a mask, maybe a gas mask over his face. He apparently kicked through a theater door, started firing. Some people in the theater thought it was part of the movie, and then they realized as people were going down that this was not part of the movie. This was a tragedy unfolding during the Dark Knight Rises premiere, which was showing on many screens in this multiplex in this suburb just to the east of Denver, one of the biggest suburbs, Orangians. So many people were wounded that some of them, before waiting for ambulances, they just loaded them in police cars, took them to hospitals. We're hearing possibly 50 people wounded, and the number of dead is said to be 10. Not officially confirmed by police, but we've heard it enough times from officers that we do believe it to be true.
Lee Frank with us from CBS News. Any word on the gunman? Do we know if there's a manhunt going on at the moment? Is he presumed to be alive or dead?
We're hearing that the gunman has been arrested, but I do not have that firsthand from my own sources. I am seeing that, though, that some are reporting that the gunman has been arrested.
And as the response continues, there have also been reports that we're hearing just recently about the possibility of a bomb squad. Do we know if there was any kind of explosive device or possibly a smoke bomb or tear gas set off?
Something like that apparently happened inside Theater 9, which is where most of the carnage appears to be. Next door in Theater 8, some people heard it and saw what was going on. Possibility that the bullets actually came through the wall, but we do believe there was some sort of explosive device in the theater. Also hearing that they're checking a car in the parking lot, which they believe belongs to the suspect.
Lee Frank from CBS News, thank you for the details. We appreciate the visit.
Sure thing.
And there is more coming up as we continue to watch the events going on in Aurora, Colorado.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. A shooting early this morning at a Denver area movie theater in the suburb of Aurora. 14 people confirmed dead. With the latest, we're live with CBS's Lee Frank.
A gunman dressed in black, a mask over his face, reportedly kicked through a theater door, started firing, detonating them explosive. At first, some in the theater thought the gunfire was part of the movie at the Century 16 theaters in Aurora, Colorado.
And police estimate about 20 other people may be hurt. One suspect is in custody. This happened at the late-night premiere of The Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman movie. This moviegoer spoke to a woman inside the theater that came under attack.
He was in, she said, a riot helmet. She said he was had a bulletproof vest on. He was completely covered in all black with goggles.
This eyewitness posted a description of what he saw on YouTube.
There's some guy in a gas mask, apparently tear gassed Theater 9. We were in Theater 8 and just lit it up.
Again, 14 people killed at a movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
Reports now that a gunman has been, or that a suspected, the suspected gunman has been taken into custody. This is from a recent press conference. Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates had a brief few seconds to spend talking to reporters outside police headquarters in Aurora, Colorado, and here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I know that we were here immediately, and thankfully we apprehended a suspect.
Is there any place you can send me to McDonald's or
the witnesses who were not injured that we know of are at Gateway High School. And as I said, there are approximately 50 who were injured, and they were at the area hospital that I've named, and I'm sure those hospitals are dealing with family response right now. Well, most of us have never experienced anything like this, and they're performing extraordinarily well, and I'm very, very proud of it. As of right now, 10 dead in the theater and 4 at area hospitals. Okay, thank you very much, folks. 11 a.m. this morning.
And again, as you heard just now, that's Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates with a press conference after the shooting. And 11 a.m. local time, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, is when they're going to have a full-blown press conference on all of the details from this shooting overnight at the Aurora 16 Theater.
From the WCCO News Center.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Sharon Middleman. More than a dozen people have been killed in a movie theater outside Denver, Colorado, where the new Batman movie was being shown. Police now say a suspect is in custody. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson.
The police are now saying they have at least 14 dead, 10 of them in the theater, and 4 more have died at local hospitals. They're also saying they may have as many as 50 wounded. They don't know. There could be some duplication of people who have checked in to hospitals.
Witnesses say the gunman was dressed in all black and wearing either goggles or a gas mask.
He saw, like, flashes with big bangs after him, and I saw four of them in a row. After the second one, I just dropped down, and I ran out the door, and it just panic happened. We all thought it was just part of the movie, but that situation happened, gunfire.
Kelly Worthman of KCNC-TV talked to some witnesses.
This gunman was in the front row, started firing at random, and then just moving up through the rows. Now, this is a very big theater. There's 16 theaters in this movie complex, and they can fit about 200 to 300 people, I'm told, in each theater. And now, this was the midnight showing of the Batman movie, so you can imagine that it was likely a packed house. And he just started firing at random, going up through the rows.
Aurora, Colorado Police Chief Dan Oates.
As of right now, we only know of one gunman, and we have no evidence of any additional shooters.
Again, a shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado during the new Batman movie. 14 people are confirmed dead. Another 50 more are wounded. A suspect is in custody. CBS News Special Report. I'm Sharon Middleman.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Breaking news from Aurora, Colorado. A lone gunman murders at least 14 people in a crowded multiplex that was screening the new Batman movie.
He saw, like, flashes with big bangs after him, and I saw four of them in a row. After the second one, I just dropped down and I ran out the door.
He got out, but Police Chief Dan Oates says others didn't make it when the gunman began shooting.
Witnesses tell us that he released some sort of canister. They heard a hissing sound and that gas emerged, and that we know that the gunman opened fire.
Oates says police are holding a suspect.
Police officers responded and found the gunman in the back of the theater, outside in the parking lot, near a car, in possession of a gas mask and at least a rifle and a handgun. At least one additional weapon was found inside.
CBS's Barry Peterson tells us how the chaotic scene unfolded.
This happened at a point of the movie when there are already explosions, special effects, things like that. In a theater nearby, one witness said that debris came in through the wall, so apparently whatever it was very strong and very forceful.
Approximately 50 people were rushed to hospitals with gunshot wounds. A number were said to be in critical condition. And once again, at least 14 people are dead.
News Radio 830 WCCO.
From the WCCO News Center.
Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett. In Aurora, Colorado, a deadly movie theater shooting happened shortly after midnight.
We have approximately 50 who were hit, and we have 14 dead.
That's Police Chief Don Oates. CBS's Barry Peterson has word of one witness who had been at that theater complex.
That witness described seeing somebody leaving with a child, apparently lifeless.
There were explosions that some said sounded like cherry bombs, and then there was random gunfire in the theater, which was showing the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises.
This happened at a point in the movie when there are already explosions, special effects, things like that. In a theater nearby, one witness said that debris came in through the wall, so apparently whatever it was very strong and very forceful.
And Police Chief Don Oates says a suspect had a rifle and a handgun in his possession when he was arrested behind the theater.
The suspect, who is in custody, made statements about possible explosives in possession in his residence.
Now that suspect's apartment building's being evacuated again. 14 people are dead, more than four dozen may be wounded from shootings early today at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. This has been a CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
I'm Daphne Adato, WCCO News. We have continuing coverage this morning of a mass shooting at a movie theater in Denver, a suburb of Denver, Aurora, Colorado. Inside the theater, filled with people waiting for the midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises, a man opened fire. At least 14 people are dead. This is an unidentified witness.
We were just watching the movie, and we heard two bangs like firecrackers, like cherry bombs happen.
10 people were pronounced dead on scene, another 4 at hospitals there. 50 are injured. Reporters on scene say children were in the audience for this midnight showing, and this situation is still developing, but the suspect was found. Here's Aurora, Colorado Police Chief Dan Oates.
Police officers responded and found the gunman in the back of the theater, outside in the parking lot, near a car, in possession of a gas mask and at least a rifle and a handgun. At least one additional weapon was found inside.
Police think the gunman was acting alone. He was wearing a bulletproof vest. Police are not releasing his name yet, but we are hearing here he is 24 years old and has no known ties to terror groups.
Breaking news. News from the WCCO News Center.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. Chaos inside a movie theater early today in Aurora, Illinois. That's from a YouTube posting following gunfire at a midnight showing of the new Batman movie. That audio is some that CBS News cannot independently verify. 14 people are dead, dozens more hurt. Reporter Lee Frank.
Survivors describe a gunman dressed in black, like Batman, but wearing a gas mask. He reportedly tossed a cylinder filling the theater with smoke as he fired randomly. Police arrested the suspected gunman in the parking lot of the 16-screen theater in the Denver suburb of Aurora.
10 people died at the theater, 4 others at local hospitals. A 24-year-old suspect's in custody, and Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates says that suspect
made statements about possible explosives in possession in his residence.
And now the suspect's apartment building in North Aurora has been evacuated again. 14 people are dead, dozens more hurt from that movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. At least 14 people are dead, mowed down early this morning by a young gunman inside an Aurora, Colorado multiplex. Witnesses to the carnage in the Denver suburb posted videos on YouTube. It happened during the midnight showing of the new Dark Knight movie.
We're just watching the movie, and we heard two bangs like firecrackers, like cherry bombs happen.
Moments later, the air was filled with bullets.
Just panic happened. We all thought it was just part of the movie.
CBS News correspondent Lee Frank.
Survivors describe a gunman dressed in black, like Batman, but wearing a gas mask. He reportedly tossed a cylinder filling the theater with smoke as he fired randomly. Police arrested the suspected gunman in the parking lot of the 16-screen theater.
And that gunman is said to be 24 years old. CBS's Barry Peterson tells us he apparently acted alone, firing at random. Police are looking for explosives in the man's house.
They are searching the apartment. They've evacuated an apartment building in an area near here where the suspect lived, because he made some mention about other explosives.
Police say 50 people were wounded, some critically. There's no word yet on a possible motive for the attack.
Coming up next, this special report from CBS News.
From the WCCO News Center.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Barry Bagnetto. Excitement over the new Batman movie turns to horror inside Theater 9 at an Aurora, Colorado multiplex. A gunman, masked and dressed in black, stood in front, apparently unleashed a canister with some sort of gas, and then opened fire. This is part of the mayhem caught on an eyewitness video shot at the scene.
We were just watching the movie, and we heard two bangs like firecrackers, like cherry bombs happen, and they both went off. And then after that, literally a half a second later, you saw like flashes with big bangs after them, and I saw four of them in a row. We all thought it was a part of the movie. Bang, bang, you know?
It was terrifyingly real and deadly, Police Chief Dan Oates.
We have approximately 50 who were hit, and we have 14 dead. 10 in theater, and 4 died at area hospitals.
A 24-year-old suspect is in custody, CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson says.
They are now trying to interview witnesses, find out what people saw. At the moment, no word of any kind of motive. And just at the moment, it appears the man was acting alone.
There's a report a search of the man's apartment nearby turned up explosives. Aurora is a Denver suburb about a half-hour drive from Columbine, where 12 students and a teacher were murdered in a high school rampage in 1999 by two students who also died. President Obama was notified of this latest massacre early this morning. He calls it horrific and tragic and says he's shocked and saddened. CBS News Special Report. I'm Gary Bagnetto.
It is 622 News Radio 830 WCCO. We'll be carrying these reports throughout the morning. Coming up yet to a conversation with Lee Frank from Aurora, Colorado for the latest from CBS. That'll be later on this morning.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
I'm Daphne Adato, WCCO News, sponsored by Roseville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Gunfire erupts at a midnight showing of the new Batman movie in Colorado. This man was outside the theater when someone in a bulletproof vest set off tear gas and started shooting.
I was standing there talking, and the next thing you know, we heard like a boom, like it sounded like almost like a tear gas bomb or a pipe bomb or something go off.
This was at the Century Mall Theater in Aurora, Colorado. 14 people are dead. The police chief there says as many as 50 may be hurt. A CBS Denver reporter, Kelly Worthman, describes what it was like from inside.
They say they were sitting in about the third row when a gunman in the front row, what they're assuming is the gunman, started lighting off what appeared to be like fireworks from the front row, and then just started firing shots up into the air and at random. He didn't seem to be pointing the gun at anyone in particular, and that's really just when the chaos began.
Our CBS Denver affiliate is reporting that the youngest of the people injured is 3 months old. We're told that a six-year-old is also hurt. The theater was full for the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. Police say the suspect, who is in custody, is a 24-year-old man with no known ties to terrorism. He did make comments to authorities about having explosives, so right now his car and the apartment complex where he lives, which is not too far from the theater, are both being thoroughly searched. We will have continuing coverage of this tragedy all morning long.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Barry Bagnato. 14 dead, 50 wounded, not in some foreign war zone, but inside a suburban Denver theater showing the new Batman movie. These voices from a video made at the scene give you a sense of the horror after people poured out of the multiplex, escaping a gunman who created a carnage inside.
Oh my God.
CBS News correspondent Lee Frank.
Survivors describe a gunman dressed in black, like Batman, but wearing a gas mask. He reportedly tossed a cylinder filling the theater with smoke as he fired randomly. Police arrested the suspected gunman in the parking lot of the 16-screen theater in the Denver suburb of Aurora.
A 24-year-old suspect is in custody. After mentioning explosives to police, his apartment was searched and there's a report some were found. The FBI says so far there's no indication this was connected to terrorism. To the survivors, that doesn't make it any less terrible.
The girl got shot in the mouth. There's a little girl who she got shot at. I don't know if she made it. She was limp. This guy got shot in the back. Another girl got shot in the arm. There's a lot of people got hit.
My daughter, she was pretty shaken up with the whole thing, and I couldn't really understand her, but she said she was outside the theaters, and there was smoke bombs and a shooting, and she saw people with blood on them, and so I just hopped in the car and got over here.
President Obama says he's shocked and saddened. Mitt Romney calls the massacre senseless violence. CBS News Special Report. I'm Barry Bagnato.
We'll continue with these special reports throughout the morning. Daphne Adato joins me in the WCCO studios here talking about this. You and I were learning of this as we were just coming in this morning. The story began to develop and come to us right about 3 o'clock this morning for the first time here. We heard this from CBS News on WCCO. Very tragic story.
It really happened, you know, just as we were coming into work. Like you were saying, these were people at midnight waiting for the showing to start. This is the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver, right? Now we know that 14 people are dead and the injury count is about 50. The Aurora chief of police, this is Dan Oates, explaining why they don't know exactly how many people were hurt.
We can't get a firm count right now, and there may be some double counts if a victim was taken to one hospital and then transported to another.
So a lot of chaos, a lot of dealing with a very active crime scene there. We're told the youngest injured victim is a 3-month-old. At that same hospital, CBS Denver reporting that 9 other people are critical. And we also have a 6-month-old hurt. So a mass shooting there in the early morning hours in Denver, Colorado, and we're still learning details.
There was some interest, too, as the suspect has been taken into custody regarding a connection, more or less, to a terrorist attack or a terrorism-style attack. We're joined this morning by Peter Bearing, an internationally recognized expert in emergency preparedness, talking about this particular thing. Peter, good morning. Thank you for being on with us here at WCCO in the wake of this this tragic news in Aurora, Colorado. Is this a new fear that we have to have added to the rest of our concerns, or do we look at this as just one gunman who is acting in an insane fashion?
Well, we certainly hope that he is a lone gunman acting in an insane fashion. Unfortunately, active shooters have been part of the lexicon of preparedness and response for some time now. There have been a number of unfortunate circumstances around the country, and in fact around the world, where people who are heavily armed arrive at a variety of places. Certainly Columbine was one of the early ones in the United States experience. And it's a vexing challenge because it's very difficult to defend against a lone actor because of the facility that they have to move from place to place, get into various venues, and of course it can be a very difficult
There was some talk that the law enforcement actually went to this individual's home. Supposedly, he had made some comment about having explosives.
Well, I think that we're certainly going to know more as this situation unfolds. The local law enforcement officials seem to have responded very quickly to this. They seem to be, from what the national media reports are, that they have had an opportunity to certainly search his car. They have recently completed a search of his apartment. And I expect that they will be fanning out, examining anything that he had access to be certain that there aren't additional devices or material that could be harmful to people.
Peter Bearing, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on WCCO Radio. I appreciate your input.
All right, glad to help.
Take care. It's 6:55. We'll continue to follow the story. We'll get the latest update, of course, from CBS News here at the top of the hour and continue to carry special reports throughout the morning.